2002 was a roller coaster year for movies. Spider-Man had the biggest grossing weekend ever, and two big stars, Eddie Murphy and Madonna, bombed with their latest movies. It was the year of My Big Fat Greek Wedding and Jackass. Joining me to talk about the year in movies is Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition critic Kenneth Turan. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Besides being an up-and-down year, what kinds of movies came out in 2002?
Well, one of the things that's happening, that's continued to happen, is that the major studios, at least, are pushing movies for the young adult, kind of the young male demographic. There's a lot of movies like Jackass, like Spider-Man, like XXX, movies that do not have an adult audience in mind. It's just like, you know, they just don't care about adults, really.
But haven't they always done that?
They've always done it, but it seemed worse this year. It seemed like they really were giving up. Actually, no, to be fair to the studios, at this time of the year, at the end of the year, this is the time when if there's one or two good films that they've made, this is the time they put them on the screens. This is when you're getting the hours. This is when you're getting adaptation. This is when you're getting the films that the studios feel are the best they can do.
What do you think were the interesting ones?
Well, there were a lot of interesting films this year. I mean, I think Spirited Away was a Japanese animated film. It's like one of the best animated films ever made, and, you know, most critics agree with that. There was a film called Bloody Sunday, a film about the troubles in Northern Ireland.
You've given the IRA the biggest victory it will ever have. All over this city tonight, young men, boys, will be joining the IRA. And you will reap a whirlwind.
There was a film called Fast Runner, which was shot in the Canadian North, gave us a window into Inuit culture that we'd never seen before. About Schmidt was a wonderful film, with Jack Nicholson giving a great performance. Really a lot of good things, but you really had to pick and choose. You know, you couldn't just say, well, I'm just going to see whatever's there. You have to be an educated consumer or this is not going to work for you.
Did Hollywood make any of those?
Hollywood made some of them. Hollywood made The Hours. Hollywood made Adaptation.
I think it's a great book. I just don't want to ruin it by making it a Hollywood thing, you know, like an orchid heist movie or something, you know, or you know, changing the orchids into poppies and turning it into a movie about drug running, you know. Why can't there be a movie simply about flowers?
But also, you know, Hollywood rejected a lot of these films. You know, Bob, one of the things I hear a lot is people saying, well, some of these independent companies like Miramax and New Line, they're just like studios. The money goes to the studios. They're owned by the studios. But the reality is the studios are so focused on that narrow young adult demographic, that comic book demographic, that they turned down a lot of these films that you think they'd be making. They turned down Lord of the Rings. They turned down About Schmidt. These are films that would not get made absent these kind of bigger independent companies.
Well, it is a business.
Yeah, boy, and you never forget that out here.
Were there any surprises in theaters?
Well, My Big Fat Greek Wedding was a big surprise. I think it's in some ways it's kind of a meaningless surprise, but the fact that it made all this money, the kind of money that usually, again, you usually just get from teenagers. Hollywood was astonished that older people, which by Hollywood standards are people over 21, older people went to the movies in large numbers. It was like, whoa!
And not just renting.
No, not just renting. They actually went to the box office. They stood in line. They paid their money.
Any trends?
It's hard to see any trends. You know, I'm not a big Hollywood trend seer believer. I mean, I think things go very, very gradually in the same direction. And as you know, we're just seeing more of the same from Hollywood. This is not a business that really is looking to kind of new avenues. I mean, the new avenues are technological. There's a lot of worry about, if there's a trend, people are talking more, thinking more about digital, about, you know, filming in digital, projecting in digital. But again, it's going to be an economic decision to see how far this goes.
As you recall the past year, what does the Oscar race look like?
Well, the Oscar race is going to be interesting, I think. I think we've got some interesting films. You know, Jackass will not be a contender. But other than that, I think, you know, The Hours will be a contender.
Would you be angry?
Would I be angry if you didn't show up at the party?
Would you be angry if I died?
If you died?
Who is this party for?
What do you mean, who is it for? What are you asking? What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, I think I'm only staying alive to satisfy you.
Well, so that is what we do. That is what people do. They stay alive for each other.
I think a new musical that came out, Chicago, will be a contender. It's a very much of a traditional musical, which Hollywood has not made well in quite a long time. And people in this town love musicals, so I think that's going to do well. You know, it was great to see Jack Nicholson in About Schmidt doing something a little bit different, just playing really basically a normal person, which is not something he's been known for in the past. And I think he'll do well in the Oscar race. So there's some interesting stuff.
And coming in the new year?
Oh, gosh, in the new year, well, for me, the third part of the Lord of the Rings trilogy is going to be really special. I think that's going to end up being one of the really great trilogies in film history. Second part of The Matrix is coming. Again, what you hear about, what sticks in your mind, because we're all victims of Hollywood publicity, are the big action-adventure films. I'm sure there's some very high-quality film that no one has heard about that's, God willing, will take us by surprise and bowl us over.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Chip Grabo, directed by Melissa Gray and Van Williamson, edited by Doreen McAllister, Jeffrey Katz, Vladimir Dubinsky, and Maeve McGoran. The production staff includes Kara Gerhard, Steve Monroe, Sarah Mobley, Tom Bullock, Christine Arrowsmith, Christopher Johnson, Claudette Haberman, and Ari Shapiro. Executive producer is Ella McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards. Thank you.